It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Rocking out this morning, we got the firm Pam Thompson-Smith sitting over there.
Good morning.
You doing all right?
I'm doing good.
Your meds kicking in yet?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I figured they would, you know, right about now.
Yes.
Man, make sure you check us out on all of our social media platforms at The Sports Shop 1, because we're never ever number 2. That is The Sports Shop 1. And go to our website if you like at thesportsshopradio.com. That's thesportsshopradio.com. You can find out everything you need to know about The Sports Shop. You can watch us live from there. You can stream the show from there. You can get replays from there. You can listen to the audio from there. You can do everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you need to know. You can find out what happened to Pam from there. It's all in there. You can find it all out. We're rocking out this morning. We got the one and only G Money behind the glass. What's up, G Money?
Yo, yo, what up?
So, Graham, how we doing on the poll question? We still 100%.
I was about to say, do you want me to read the question again? Yeah, the answer remains the same. A lot of people are counting out the Tampa Bay Lightning, but it's kind of hard to blame them with how well the Colorado Avalanche have been playing. I mean, they've just been out skating them.
Yeah. Well, they did. They have been out skating them, and in the loss last night, in overtime, extra period rather, the Avalanche came away 3-2 over Tampa Bay. But the coach for the Tampa Bay Lightning didn't feel like it was done fairly. He felt like it was done. They cheated.
Right. He said, talk to me tomorrow.
Yeah, he didn't necessarily say it, but they were saying it. They were, the reason they could score because they had more people on the ice than they did.
Mm-hmm.
Or more people than they should have had. How about that? But let's hear from the head coach for Tampa Bay. He's at a loss for words after the loss.
Well, I lost John Cooper's presser his comments.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it. But basically, to sum it up, I mean, he just said that he didn't have an answer for what happened.
I'd like to hear the emotions.
You just like to hear just the...
I know the emotion.
Question was coming, but I just don't want to answer it right now. So
it's just the emotion for me, like, man, if I could tell you what I really think
right now. And he said, you know, I feel bad for the guys, you know, basically.
Because we should still be playing.
Mm-hmm. We should still be playing.
You really think that? Oh, man. Also, real quickly, so we can knock this out in this hour. This Washington football team, Washington Commanders, Dan Snyder testifying in front of Congress or what have you about a hostile, toxic work environment that they had for so many years in Washington. It's not going away. It's just not.
It's definitely not going away.
Will Hobson from the Washington Post talks about Darren Snyder will fight hard not to testify this year.
So that I don't know. I haven't done any reporting on how difficult it is to duck a congressional subpoena, but I can just say, based on my personal interactions with Dan Snyder's attorneys, that I'm certain they will use every weapon in their arsenal to avoid having him actually have to testify under oath to Congress.
So Snyder can write a book on how to duck a subpoena.
So,
because he's doing a good job of it.
I guess I don't. Okay, but what are you gonna ask Dan Snyder about that we don't already know?
See, I agree. I mean, what is there really to ask at this point?
We don't unless you're gonna see. What I don't like is they do this, and now they've already done like a little, you know, show and tell, and they came out and said, "Oh, we found some financial irregularities." Wait a minute, I thought we were talking about, you know, inappropriate, you know, videos or photos of the cheer squad. You know what I mean? You know, stuff like that. I'm like, so what do you, like, what's
it's
the
about taking responsibility, Kmart.
He did. And he paid.
He paid dearly.
Right. He did.
$1.6 million.
Right. He did and he paid. But then, I mean, but it's like, oh, yeah, but it was a, yes, they've already said, yeah, we had some fools running around in the front office and other places and we fired every last one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had some other fools that took their place, and we fired them too. I mean, what?
As y'all said, I think it was Reese, they don't like him. But they did. They also gave him the ability to appear remotely as his yacht was docked in France. And he still didn't.
Because what are you going to send me the questions and I'll respond. I mean, seriously, send me the questions. Go ahead, Graham.
I just think it's so unfortunate that right now we are witnessing two development stories that involve women who have been treated unfairly between the Deshaun Watson case and now Dan Snyder and the Washington front office. And what's the NFL doing? They're not doing anything about it. They're not. They can say all they
want.
They can say all they want about how the NFL organization is a fair work environment to gender, race, equality, diversity. Yeah. But it never. It's just a cycle. Rinse, wash, repeat.
What they're saying is, we will be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key word.
Will be.
Potential.
Exactly. The NFL is not interested in explaining, talking about.
Nope.
Just to anything that used to be. Now, if you want to talk to them about what kind of programs they're putting in place, what they're going to do moving forward, they'll talk to you all day long. But if you want to say, now explain to me again, how is it that you ended up with no minorities?
Right. They're not going to talk about
that. We don't want to talk about that.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now explain to me again, how did Colin Kaepernick get nobody? Like, this is the first time it really happened, like, without an injury.
Right.
It happened ever? Can you explain that to me? They don't want to talk about that now. But moving forward, we'll tell you about the programs we have. We'll tell you about the initiatives we have. We'll tell you about hiring Jay-Z to give us a better halftime show.
Our new TV contract.
Our new TV contract.
We're going to Amazon Prime, YouTube TV.
All of that.
But we're not talking about the important stuff.
That's another thing. You know, a lot of people, they missed that, the Amazon Prime and the YouTube TV
mm-hmm.
Contracts for the NFL. I'm telling you. Don't PGA Tour and others, don't be so quick to say, I have NBC. Yeah, well, you might want to get in the game. Yeah,
it's like you said yesterday on the show, K-Mac, YouTube TV or YouTube might be the only thing we have 20 years from now to watch stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Or YouTube, you know, lookalike or whatever. I mean, because you don't know. Between Amazon, YouTube and others and the accessibility that they're giving people, you might want to get in again. I'm just telling you.
That is exactly right.
Because this whole adage of having being tied to a TV set is over. We're done here. I mean, that model, that platform is like Tampa Bay right now. We're done.
We're done. That's right.
We're done. I mean, you're still in the game. I get it. You're still in the game. But trust me when I tell you, it is a 3-1 lead. I tell you that right now.
I don't know if you guys remember when crypto was first coming onto the scene earlier this year. Their big selling pitch was, you don't want to get left behind in this trend. And that's really like the main. If a company starts off by saying you don't want to get left behind, chances are you want to get left behind because look what's happened to crypto now. I bet you Crypto Center is not worth as much money as it was while it was still named after a company brand store. But I feel like with YouTube TV, Hulu, Amazon, you name it, that is the perfect marketing pitch because so many people just want to cut cable nowadays.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're almost a decade into the cut cable movement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
So with streaming, you can just get a smart TV.
So we're almost a decade into that, and now we've moved beyond just get a smart TV. Now we moved into, I'll just bring it to you wherever you are.
Right.
And
mobile.
The Grams of the world. Everything. They don't sit still long enough in front of a television.
Exactly.
So they don't, I mean.
Their TV.
Exactly.
The mobile phone.
But hey now.
I'm just telling you. Hey, look, you tell 19, 20-year-olds now that you're going to take the physical TV away, they go,
okay.
Well, I didn't turn that thing on in weeks. Like they don't. They don't turn them on. So there's no, I mean, because there's no need.
It's fair.
When they, you know, but see, they say that now, Pam, but that's because they have good eyesight. See, once the eyesight go there, They ain't going to be wanting to watch TV on this.
They're going to need the big.
Because you can't see it. You're going to want an 85-inch. That's what you're going to need. You're going to need an 85-inch, so that's what you're going to need.
It's Man. Coming.
We're going to talk about that a couple of things. So, hey, real quickly before we get out of here, I just want to ask, why would Seattle be looking at Baker Mayfield? Anybody know?
Because Russ can't cook there no more.
No, Russ is cooking in Denver.
He's in Denver. Yeah, he's gone.
He's cooking buffaloes in Denver. Or whatever they do out there in Colorado. He's out there with the Avalanche. He should make an appearance at the game.
He has been.
Yeah, has he?
Yeah.
He's been going to all the different sports. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's definitely doing
it. Russ trying to, you know, ingratiate himself to the community. Be a part of his new franchise.
Yes, he is.
He'd be a hometown kid. Wouldn't it be amazing if he comes out and win a Super Bowl there? Because they have a good team. I mean, they have a good team, and Russ, adding Russ to it puts them in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Pack pros, Russell Wilson and Bradley Chubb, they're together.
Oh. Wow. Look at that. I never have any doubt about NC State in football. It's just basketball.
So one sport that is their lifeline.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Okay.
I've seen his dad before. I'm saying, I didn't know. I didn't know
you
his dad
you know you would go end up talking to his son producing the show.
Well, back in the day, you know, in 42nd Street, you know.
Oh, yeah, that was the place to be.
Yeah. Man, that's interesting. Doggone COVID. COVID has ruined it all. He's taking everything from us. We have nothing. Welcome back to the Sports Shop. The Sports Shop. Reese came back, man. We're having ourselves a good time today, as we always do. We got the firm, Pam Thompson Smith, rocking out with us.
Good morning.
Pam, we got the draft coming up.
Yes, big night, big night.
Big night, big news. Tons of things are going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Things will be moving. The combination of 18 years of blood, sweat, and tears for a lot of people. Got a lot to talk about. We'll see where we're going to end up. Who's going to be number one overall pick? I think Holden.
Will it be Chet?
I think Chet is probably mm-hmm. now starting to be what they're leaning toward. Orlando, by the way, who has the first overall pick,
mm-hmm.
Is what they're leaning toward. But Paulo from Duke is really locked in now as a solid three.
Yeah, he's pretty locked in.
As a solid three. So, man, speaking of going all the way back to 1996, back when me and this guy used to have ourselves we used to go at it quite a bit back in 1996. We got my main man, Mike and Carrie, on the line. What's going on, Mike?
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. You and I came back with like Chet and Paulo back then.
That's right.
Two and three. Who was two?
Me, of course.
Look, Mike got real quiet.
Mike got knocked off.
Listen, I thought that was a rhetorical question.
I bet you did, Michael. I bet you did.
Yeah, speaking of the draft and all that stuff, y'all see that movie, Hustle?
Mm. I did see LeBron's production of Hustle, yes.
Mm-hmm. Was that LeBron? That's why Adam Sandler was the executive producer.
You're right.
So I guess he was too.
That's right.
So Adam Sandler as a former college basketball star.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I guess the whitewashing in Hollywood continues, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, they gave him the right role. You know, he couldn't shoot. He became the best passer on his team. You know, the whole storyline. And, you know, he was drinking, you know, after a game and, you know, trashed his hand. And, you know, they gave him the whole storyline.
Oh, so they gave him the Coach K's grandson's role.
Mike.
Mike. Look, I just upset about this whole whitewashing. And Queen Latifah as a straight wife.
Right.
Of Adam Sandler, of all people.
Yeah, you know.
Like, he's the guy. Yeah. He's the guy you're going to jump teams for. Now, listen, I understand Pam Thompson Smith starring in the Pam Grier story. I understand that kind of cast.
I don't know how.
What?
That's natural.
What's she going to be, the mama?
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Exactly, Mike. Thank you.
No, you didn't. You know what? You violated several months that we're honoring this month. Came back with that.
He said several months.
I'm kind of curious about that.
I didn't know. I don't know that many. Okay.
Turn yourself in. But, no, I thought it was actually pretty entertaining. But listen, on this draft here, you know, when you look at Paulo, there's a danger in comparing him to Jahmyr Okafor. Remember him?
Mike, come on now.
listen.
Mike, come on.
Freshman played like a man.
Come on, Mike.
Came in, except he actually won his national title. But
ooh.
The guys like Chet Atkins, whatever his name is, they don't have a history of doing well in the NBA.
You so silly, Chet Atkins. It's Chet Holmgren.
You can't
man.
Come into the NBA with no meat on your bones like that.
Well, he come around, man. He come around.
We don't. Come on.
He has a lot of room for development.
Oh, he sure does. He needs to kind of develop, but K-Mac and I can teach him.
You got that right. I got. Hey, look, son, I get you where you need to be. Don't you worry. You ain't got with me.
Meat and potatoes.
Come on, son. Run with me for a little bit.
We're not running. That's my point.
Three bowls of pasta after an all-night outage.
That's right.
They'll get you.
That's right.
But I just worry about guys with that kind of body. You know, he's got the skill, certainly, but I don't think he's got the size. I think they should draft that Spanish guy who was in that movie.
He's really
he looks like the real
you
deal.
You mean the one that plays for the Celtics? Yeah. You mean the guy that plays for the Celtics right now? Yeah, that guy.
That's the guy they got to be looking at.
Yeah, I don't think there's another one of those in the draft we could identify right, you know, immediately.
Okay. All right, worked out pretty good for the Lakers, but all right. All right, listen, y'all have a good week.
You too, Michael.
Get it done. Right. And just listen, don't pull anything. Don't strain anything while you're carrying Reese again.
He said, don't pull a heavy.
And Pam, I think you could be the Pam Grier story star role during her college years.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
First of all, Michael, most people don't know the Pam Grier story during her college years. Thank you very much. Look at you. Look at you.
Listen, not all people are Renaissance people, right?
That's right.
That's what makes us special.
Bye, Mike.
There's no Rick Fox.
Bye.
No Rick Fox in the cameo. We'll see y'all.
Bye.
He said he's still on Rick Fox.
Yeah, Rick Fox in that cameo was not good.
No.
Yeah, it wasn't good at all. But anyway, that was a pretty good movie, though, Hustle.
Mm-hmm.
The LeBron James production that was out. Yeah. Did you see it, Graham?
I have not seen it yet, but I was just about to say, it seems like Adam Sandler's really starting to he's always been a great actor, don't get me wrong, but when it just comes to his role in sports movies, Waterboy, this movie Hustle, and then Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems
was a great one.
I haven't seen
it. It's
that.
Like he takes his acting level to just another.
Well, you can tell he's
just raises the stakes. Yeah, you can tell he's just a genuine sports guy.
Yeah, he's a sports guy, and it comes natural to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It feels good. I mean, it's easy for him, right?
Sure.
And you can tell, you know, he likes it, which is easy. Well, I tell you, Mike can carry it.
I like Mike. That's my dude.
Pam Thompson Grier in the early days. Yeah, right. Mm. Yeah, we know better than that. That won't work. Man, we got so many things to talk about, though. We're going to talk about the NBA draft. But real quickly, I did mention this never-ending saga with Baker Mayfield. Now, where would he land next? Where is he going to go? Where is he going to be?
Is it the Panthers or?
Freddie Coleman and Freddie Fitzsimmons talks about another possible landing spot for Baker Mayfield.
Here's another team that, although they're not going to be in the market for either one of these quarterbacks now, but I can see this team being in the market for Baker Mayfield, and that team's the Miami Dolphins. Especially Tua Tagovailoa.
Okay.
Because I know, I get it. Tyreek Hill, you got to say something to protect your boy. Everybody is looking at him thinking there's no way he's going to be able to get you the football more than 10 yards down the field.
Mm-hmm.
And if he tries to throw the ball 30, 40 yards down the field and you're the cheater running down there, you have to call for a fair catch and hope you don't get hit before the ball gets there. I know you got to support him and say that he's more accurate than Patrick Mahomes. You knew that was one big damn lie, but you had to say to protect your quarterback. But if you're a Miami Dolphins team and you got to look towards your future and you got the kind of weaponry that you have for that offense potentially, and Tua Tagovailoa is not the guy and may not turn out to be the guy, there could not be a better guy to step into that situation and be the quarterback you need than a guy like Baker Mayfield.
What do you think about that?
Is Tua that bad? Is Tua that? I mean, is Tua that bad?
See, I don't think so.
What did Tua do?
Play for the Dolphins, apparently.
What in the world? I mean, first he was horrible.
Right.
He gets injured. The coach, Brian Flores, I'm talking about. The coach says, the guy's trash. I can't stand him. I don't want him.
He couldn't stand
right? him. Right? He benches him, so to speak. Some kind of way he gets back on the field after, I forgot who the replacement was, gets dinged up. And he plays lights out the rest of the season. Here we are. He says, hey, look, I need 4 more weapons, need this. He could be good. And now we're right back to he's trash again. Like, what happened?
Starting right now, I am beginning the Tua trend. Yeah. I'm not giving up on him. I think he's a great quarterback. He looked good in college. Everybody gets injured. It happens. You're playing professional sports, especially the NFL. What do you think is going to happen? It's hard to just come and bounce back after an injury like he had. But starting tomorrow, I'm going to come in here wearing my Tua jersey that I found at Fan Zone.
Oh, God.
At Crabtree Valley Mall.
That's what I'm talking about.
Roll Tide. You know what? Roll Tide. That's my man right there.
Well, I'm not even an Alabama fan, but I just don't know why people give Tua.
You should be.
Well, I think everybody should be if they want to see a good college football team win, if they want to see their college football team win.
You can't ask them Carolina people that because they think they're watching a good football team. But anyway, I said that out loud, didn't I?
You did say that out loud. You were thinking it, but you said that out loud.
My bad. I shouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. But I don't. I just don't understand, like, what happened? Like I'm just trying to figure out, like, what, like, every time he plays pretty good, then all of a sudden, oh, no, we got to get rid of Tua. Oh, he can't get you the ball downfield. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Can he get the ball to Tariq, which he's proved that he could.
Like, what are y'all?
He's proved that he's been able to get it to Hill.
You know what I mean? You got the Fitzpatricks of the world. You got the Carson Wentz of the world. You got the Sam Ghost Darnold down there in Charlotte. You got all these people, but. Let them tell it. Tua Tagovailoa is worse than all of them. I don't understand. It baffles the mind. That's all I'm going to say. It baffles the mind.
Mm-hmm. When you look up Tua's 2021 stat line, during the regular season, he had 263 completions off 388 attempts for a 67 completion percentage, a total of 2,653 yards, 6 yards on average, 16 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He ended up getting a quarterback rating on ESPN's website of 90%.
How many touchdowns?
16.
How many interceptions?
10.
Ain't too bad. I mean, it ain't bad at Jameis. Jameis Winston was way worse than that.
Watch yourself.
That's facts.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston was a philanthropist. He was handing it out to everybody.
Everybody.
How many seasons has he been in the NFL now
for? This will be his third, I think. Third or four.
I mean, yeah. First three seasons. I mean,
look at the turmoil they had going on in Miami with Brian Flores.
Yeah,
and all
yeah exactly.
Man, come on.
But I think this is one where it's more to the story. It's something else.
It's just how people talk. I'm like, and I can see, like, he didn't come from a winning program. That's not true. He came from Alabama. Winning tradition. He won.
He won them a national championship with that game-winning pass he had against Georgia.
The injury, okay, great. All right, he's a little risky with the ball sometimes. But I've seen worse. They just act like the man's trash, though. That's not the only thing I'll get. They just
and then
like,
they going for Baker Mayfield.
Right! Like, you really think Baker Mayfield is that much better than Tua?
Maybe this will jumpstart David Temper to act on it. Because David Temper, just the guy he has and the mindset he has as a front office, he doesn't like to be shown up. So he's like, oh, the Dolphins are going after, you know what, maybe it's time that we finally push the envelope. Let's give Mayfield a call. We want to have those progressive commercials filmed in Bank of America Stadium.
No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't. You already got one guy down there seeing ghosts. You already have one guy down there seeing ghosts. You don't want another one.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, you don't. That's true. You just don't. You don't want another guy down there seeing ghosts. I just never understand. I feel bad for Tua. That's the only reason I'm doing this. I just feel bad that they just completely trashing my man. And now you got the Seahawks. They want to be in the conversation for Baker Mayfield. And I'm like, why? Why? Like, what are we doing? I don't, like.
Who do they maybe, have? Is
so Smith? Maybe it's just me. Did Baker win something that I missed? I'm like, did he win something that I missed?
No, he did not.
The Heisman.
That he's the hottest, that he's the hottest. The who?
Heisman.
The Heisman. Man, let me tell you something. Don't come to, you 45 years old, don't apply for a job telling me you was a high school valedictorian.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
That's exactly don't come, right.
Look, when you put on your resume, I was a high school valedictorian. Mm-hmm. And you 45?
That's cool. What are you doing now? What have you done for me lately?
I mean, that's cool for, you know, for when you go back for, you know, class reunions or whatever. But, man, that was 30 years ago, man. What are we doing? I don't need to hear that.
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm
what
saying.
What has he done lately?
He won the Heisman. What? Man, get out of me. Get away from me. I mean, it's cool, but I mean, you didn't win a national championship. You won a Heisman. Yeah, that means you put up a lot of stats. You was a good player on your team. So what?
That's right.
You know, it is what it is, but I don't get it. I don't know why they want him. I don't know what the purpose is there. Real quick before we get out of here, there was big news in downtown Raleigh yesterday. The state of North Carolina is one step closer to legalizing sports gambling in North Carolina.
Yes.
So a late session effort that authorized and regulated sports gambling in North Carolina pressed forward on Tuesday in the state house, and nearly a year after the measure that would make such betting lawful cleared the Senate in the state of North Carolina. So here's the thing. A lot of people going back and forth about what this means, what it doesn't mean. At the end of the day, what it means is we will have sports betting in North Carolina.
Right, right.
Period. Let there be no doubt whatsoever. This is on its way.
It's on its way. They're still a little divided, but it's on the way.
Yeah, yeah. It's divided because some people just like trying to figure out what they're going to get out of it. You know what I mean? What's their county going to get?
Right, exactly.
I can't believe, I'm reading through this article as well, but there's a Kinston connection here. Apparently, Jim Perry, who's the Lenore County Republican shepherd in the gambling legislation, he's had a lot to do with this whole decision, and he said in this article, and I quote, "We had a ton of other people involved in this, and it was a slow movement and a lot of conversation. This is an individual issue, and some are comfortable, some are not." So, Jim Perry from Kinston, North Carolina. Wow.
Yeah, it's still very divided. It's going to be interesting to see how long it takes.
Very divided. Really, Pam?
Well, that's what they said. Yeah.
You know they not. Come on.
Well, they have to be.
Somebody's got to, you know, you got to stand firm until you see what you're going to clear. You know what I mean? You
got to stand firm. And how much will my county get?
Right. Let's see
somebody
what
already
clear.
Talk about, well, you know, we need X amount more schools, you know, because that's all of. A big decision factor. Where's the money going to go?
Because here's an example, right? The package that was proposed would also require interactive sports wagering operators, sports bookies, or whatever you want to call them, to pay a 14% privilege tax. Privilege tax based on gross wagering revenues minus players' winnings and other deductions. That's at least an 8% tax on adjusted gross revenues that had been in the Senate measure before. 14.
14.
They up in the ante for real.
Oh, yeah.
So when I say it's about my cut, it's about my cut.
Oh, yeah.
Pay up. Matter of fact, make it 20. That's why I make it 20. I don't get me. They got it. Make it 20.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Make it 20%. I don't care. So it's about the money, man.
And if you're a sports waging company, you have to pay $1 million application fee.
Ooh.
For an initial 5-year license renewal.
Yeah. Well, I got my hand.
You got yours?
You got yours?
Well, I'm a third because we're going to add Reese in there, so I'm ready.
Well, it's going to have to be a third of a third of a third then.
We can do that.
Well, I got my 1/6.
They're going to make a bunch of money.
Yeah, so it's all good, though. As expenses are paid, the Lottery Commission and the Department of Revenue, and $2 million goes annually to problem gambling programs. So they'll be also contributing to problem gambling programs to help You know, people that have gambling addictions and other things.
Yeah. Like, I mean, nobody in here, but.
Oh, no, I ain't got no addiction money. Giving my money away. That's what you don't have to worry about me. Yeah, I don't give no money to nobody.
Right, right.
For no reason.
So it won't change anything for you if this.
Oh, it's going to change something. I'm gonna be the one giving that 14% up.
Mm.
That's what it'll change for me. Man, I'll tell you what, we're going to have ourselves a good time. It is 1996 all over again, back when Pam could walk straight and not fall.
Yes, right. That's right.
So. Sports Shop, Reese K Mac, the firm, Pam Thompson Smith, my main man, Graham behind the glass, G Money.
Appreciate you guys.
I know where you get your swag from now.
His your pops,
my father.
Pop. Yeah, he gave
shout
you
out
little
sweeping
swag.
Booty.
Oh my God.
I love it. Sports Shop, Reese K Mac. Let's go.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.